Today's daf was Pesachim daf pei. The Gemara was in the middle of discussing what happens. We know what happens when less than half of Klal Yisrael is Tameh on Pesach Rishon. Those people bring Pesach Sheni. We know what happens when more than half of Klal Yisrael is Tameh on Pesach Rishon. All of Klal Yisrael brings the Korban Pesach Bituma on Pesach Rishon. But what happens if it's Mechza Tahor and Mechza Tameh? It's exactly 50-50. Half of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, half of Klal Yisrael is Tahor. So Amar Rav, Mitamen Echad Mehen B'Sheretz. Rav says we should make one person Tameh with a Sheretz to create an artificial majority of Tuma so that everyone could bring the Korban Pesach Bituma. So the Gemara explains that Rav would really hold that in a case where it's 50-50, those who are Tahor should bring a Petara on Pesach Rishon and those who are Tameh bring a Bituma on Pesach Rishon. What he's really saying is that if Lu Yitzuyer, you would have somebody who would hold like the Tanakhama, that when it's 50-50, the Torah people cannot bring the Korban Bituma, and you were told like Rabbi Yehuda that ain't Korban Tzibur Chaluk, that you're not allowed to divide into two separate groups, then this is the only solution. The only solution would be to create a majority by being Metame one person. Ula says that's not the way we create the majority. We create the majority artificially in a different way. We send one guy far away, and therefore he doesn't count to the poll of who's Tameh and who's Tahar, and that way we'll create an artificial majority. He did not like the idea of Rav, of being Metame somebody with the sheretz, because he held that it doesn't make a difference if somebody's tamei with the sheretz. It doesn't count as a tamei person legabe Korban Pesach shochtin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. Rav Nachman doesn't like Ula's idea though of sending someone far away, because who's going to volunteer for that job? No one's going to want to be the guy to be sent far away to avoid bringing a Korban Pesach. The Gemara then gives three examples of combinations of tuma between those people who are zavim, which is tuma that's not even ignored but tzibur, and those people who are tamei mesim. First combination is if you have ruban zavim, that most of Klal Yisrael has Tumas Ziva, and a minority of them have Tumas Meis. So Rav holds the Tameh Meisim cannot bring Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, because they're only a minority, and a minority never brings on Pesach. Minority people that are Tameh never bring on Pesach Rishon. They also can't bring on Pesach Sheni, because you can only bring on Pesach Sheni when the community brought on Pesach Rishon. But the community didn't bring on Pesach Rishon because they were all a bunch of Zavim on Pesach Rishon. Then we have Shmuel disagrees, and he holds that when the majority are not Tahar, those that are Tameh Mesim can bring Pesach Rishon, even if they are the minority. Then we have the second case of Hayiruban Tameh Mesim Muton Zavin. The majority are Tameh Mesim, so the Pesach is brought Betumma. There's Machlokas Amoraim, whether the minority who are Zavim and therefore could not participate in Pesach Rishon are eligible for Pesach Sheni. Do we say Ein Tashlum on the Pesach Haba Betumma? There is no Pesach Sheni when the Pesach Rishon was brought Betumma? Or do we say Yesh Tashlum on the Pesach Haba Betumma? There is the concept of making up with Pesach Sheni when the Pesach Rishon was brought Betumma. Then the third case of a combination of Tumas Ziva and Tumas Mace was if you have Klal Yisrael split into three groups. One third are Zavin, one third are Tahorin, and one third are Tameh Mesim. So then it gets more interesting, because one third Zavim and the one third Tahorim, Ramayim Bar Patish would say the Tameh Mesim are not allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon because they are only one third of Klal Yisrael. They're a minority, the Zavim combined with the Tahorim. On Pesach Sheni, the Tameh Mesim can't bring because now they're the majority. They combine together with the Zavim who could not bring on Pesach Rishon, and they're a majority, so they don't bring on Pesach Sheni. And the Mishnah on Amud Beis taught us that that even though an individual cannot bring his Korban Pesach Betuma, let's say a person already did the whole Korban Pesach and then he found out afterwards that he was Tameh, so that's what the Tzitz of the Kohen Gadol is there for. A Tzitz Meratza, his Korban is going to be good because the Tzitz of the Kohen Gadol covers him. But what if he found out not that the Korban was Tameh afterwards, he found out that he himself was Tameh, then the Tzitz is not going to help his Korban become an acceptable Korban unless the Tumah that he had was what we call Tumas HaTahom, which means a Tumah that was unknowable to him. It was something that was beyond his ability to have known about. So the Gemara discusses what the halacha would be if a person found out about the tumah of his korban before the Zrikas Hadam, before he was Zorik the Dam. He already knew about the Tumah. So Ravina says Lo Hurtza, then the Zrikas Hadam is not going to work. Rav Shila Amar Zrikaso Bein B'Shogu Bein B'Mezid Hurtza, that no, the Zrika will work even if you already knew about the Tumah at that point in time. And then at the very end of the daf, we raised the Shaila, Bayi Ramin Barchama, Kohen Amaratza B'Korban Hosein, What if it's not the owner that's Tameh, it's the Kohen that's Tameh? Does the tzitz help for him? Does he have the concept of Tumas HaTahom? Or does it only work for the owner? So Rava tries to prove from a Braisa that that it works for the Kohen as well, because the Braisa says that Tumas HaTahom only works for Tumas Meis. And presumably he means to say it doesn't work for Tumas Sharetz. Now, vis-a-vis the owner, Tumas Sharetz isn't going to make a difference anyway. You don't need the tzitz to be Meratza for Tumas Sharetz. It only makes a difference for the Kohen. So obviously we're talking about Tumas Atom working for the Kohen or not working for the Kohen. Rav Yosef rejects that Raya. We'll get to that Bez Hashem tomorrow morning. Okay.